Forecast for today, partly cloudy conditions with occasional afternoon showers, and we'll have a high around the mid-60s. Racine County Sheriff's Department called out just before 9 this morning a truck striking a power line around Highway C and 45. That line came down onto the vehicle. It was sparking, according to the initial reports, with the driver stuck inside the cab of the vehicle and until the power could be turned off, reportedly not hurt. Without any fanfare or a formal ceremony, work is underway now at Racine's Pritchard Park on the city's far southwest side on the more than $6 million S.C. Johnson Community Aquatic Center. The grading and site work began the activity this week. It's going to be ongoing throughout the fall, the winter, and the spring. The goal to open up that facility by early next summer. You can keep up with the construction at the Racine County Facebook page, facebook.com/Racine County. Between 500 and 1,000 job applications already have been received for the still-to-be-built Foxconn Manufacturing Complex in Mount Pleasant. Recruiter Jonathan Sharp, representing the company during a second informational meeting at Memorial Hall in Racine, says the first hires are expected to be assigned to a temporary production and training facility off the village's Highway 20 Industrial Park, and that'll be opening up well ahead of the permanent complex.
I personally think it is due to the opportunity to get started with a startup of a facility, ground floor. You can be that person that's got the high seniority. You get to see it grow, develop. The opportunities are going to grow as the days pass by.
Most of the applicants, good qualifications, he says, from Wisconsin. Thinks many are just motivated by a desire to advance their careers.
From my recruiting experience, having the ratio of qualified candidates that I saw so far has been surprising. And the overall turnout that we've got, the excitement from the campuses that we've been on recruiting at from career fairs has been great too.
Groundbreaking on the massive complex expected in about a year. Foxconn, of course, a very successful operation over in Asia, and to simply just bring it all over to the U.S., specifically Mount Pleasant, and do the same thing wouldn't really seem to make any sense. Unless it's to reach the next level or do something completely different than what we are doing successfully in Asia. That according to Louis Wu, the special assistant to Foxconn chairman Terry Gao. BizTimes quoting Wu is saying that we will be looking at a lot of domain experts to build vertical solutions on top of this hardware platform. Foxconn's efforts to do things differently already getting underway with the much talked about training and experimental production facility in Mount Pleasant. Wu adding that the company would use the latest in Internet of Things and advanced manufacturing to determine just how to set up its production. Police, if not guilty, entered by the two men accused of killing a Milwaukee woman in Racine County back in the year 2000. Miguel Cruz and Daniel Sanders each remain jailed on a $500,000 cash bond, a pretrial conference set for December 1st. The 39-year-old victim found with a gunshot wound to the head along Highway K in Raymond. A break in that cold case coming from an investigation of a homicide in Milwaukee County, blood from one of the victims there tying into the Racine case. At the state capitol in Madison, lots of protests, lots of concerns raised about the so-called Sanctuary Cities bill. During discussion, Senator Van Wongard, who represents parts of both Racine and Kenosha County, says this bill targets the bad guys.
What becomes the focus of a person that is here illegally? It's the focus of these bad guys, because those are the ones that are on the 10 o'clock news. So everybody that maybe came here for a better life, all of a sudden, is drawn into that perception. And it's not accurate. You know, it may be a small percentage. And that's the percentage that this legislation is focusing on.
The bill facing an uncertain future, though, in the legislature right now. In Lake County, Illinois, Guadalupe and Rosa Gonzalez left their home and family in Round Lake Beach for a sanctuary in a Waukegan chapel. They were allegedly threatened by an ICE agent with deportation if their 20-year-old son did not act as an informant in a local shooting investigation. The League of United Latin American Citizens of Lake County calling for an investigation of that and what happened deplorable and frightening. A Kenosha truck driver was killed in a collision with a passenger vehicle on Russell Road in Wadsworth Township, Illinois, shutting down that stretch of roadway for over 5 hours. The trucker, 65 years old, not yet identified, heading west on Russell Road, a Jeep Compass driven by a woman from Geneva, Illinois, crossing over the center line. The semi, after the contact, goes off the road and into a ditch. Both drivers to St. Catherine's Medical Center in Pleasant Prairie. The semi driver pronounced dead on arrival, the woman treated and released. They both agree that the public doesn't want it and that the city can't afford it. But the two candidates for mayor in Racine, in the final NAACP-sponsored forum last night, still jabbed at each other on the issue, which remains a part of the budget and city planning process, at least for now. Before a crowd of more than 100 at the King Center, including many supporters of both candidates, State Representative Corey Mason said it's time to close the arena chapter and move on. He called it a dead issue, despite what some of the aldermen have been saying about it being their decision to make.
Of the two people up here, there is only one of us who has voted to spend money on the arena, and that's my opponent, not me. So if we want to move forward, you're going to have somebody who can work collaboratively with people to get them to understand why this is not a good idea for the city and move on. Because we've got a lot of important things coming up. And I think getting people back to work is a lot more important than building a hockey rink.
Alderman Sandy Widener said, I have no doubt Mr. Mason will say that he'll veto the event center while relying on the Common Council to do the heavy lifting to continue forward.
When it was time to vote on the recommendation that was made by a committee that does not take an action except to send that recommendation to the full council, I voted against it based on the wishes of the wisdom of the people that I represent. So I may have voted on a recommendation, but that recommendation did not sponsor the spending of not 10 cents.
Widener further saying that as mayor, she'd require the administrator, development director, and finance director to sign a pledge about resigning if the Phase 2 arena funding could not be secured. Corey Mason said to Widener, quote, I know you'd really wanted to run against John Dickert, but I'm not the previous mayor, and that's not what this race is about, unquote. The winner of Tuesday's election to serve out the rest of Dickert's term beginning November 7th up until April 2019. The election in the 1st Congressional District still a year away. The two big names, though, in the race talking about their so-called war chests. Incumbent Paul Ryan's campaign reporting $10.4 million cash on hand. That includes $2.4 million transferred from his national political organization and $300,000 raised over the past 3 months. Democrat Randy Bryce, who's one of several candidates seeking the party's nomination, points out that his campaign raised over $1 million between July and September. His campaign also has $1 million cash on hand. An affiliate of the Fox Point-based development company General Capital Group is Ryan Business Park, LLC. It's purchased 34 acres of vacant farmland across from Colder's on South 13th Street in Oak Creek for a possible business park, a cost of $1.7 million. General Capital is the same development firm that backed away from a residential project in the city of Racine at the former Case Plowworks building over by City Hall, part of the old machinery row plan. More sediment, more materials have to be removed from the Lincoln Park Lagoon in Kenosha, more than originally believed. Additional funding being recommended for that work, and Racine's A.W. Oakes & Son to get the contract. The item on the agendas of the Kenosha Public Works and Stormwater Utility Committees, both scheduled to meet at the same time in the same room, in fact, at the Municipal Building on Monday, just ahead of the City Council meeting. The Finance Panel's resolution calls for amending the 2016 Capital Improvement Program. Total project cost is just under $331,000. Recent changes in our weather, coupled with an earlier-than-normal cleanup on the leaves, suggesting it might be a rather interesting winter in southeast Wisconsin. WRJN's Janet Hoff, though, says the Old Farmer's Almanac predicting mild, wet conditions for the most part.
Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee fall into the Lower Lakes forecast region with a summary that calls for above-normal precipitation and warmer-than-normal temperatures. The snowiest periods are predicted to be early to mid-December, along with later in the month, plus early January and February. The coldest times will be early to mid-December, early January, and mid-February. The only variable, a sliver of mild and snowy weather that could extend from Michigan to cover the western shore of Lake Michigan, leaving the door open for lake-effect snowfalls. If we survive the winter, the Old Farmer's Almanac is predicting next April and May to be warmer and slightly drier than normal. The Almanac does this forecasting nationwide with a 77.8% accuracy on temperatures last winter and 83% on precipitation. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And the chief executive officer of Milwaukee-based WEC Energy Group and the parent of We Energy's Alan Leverett, still hospitalized after suffering a stroke. He's 51 years old. He's going to be hospitalized, and former CEO Gail Klappa, who'd retired in May of last year, is going to be handling those duties. Well, a lot of southeast Wisconsinites who get their health insurance through what's known as Obamacare, taking note of the Trump administration saying it is ending the subsidies to insurance companies, and that covers the majority of the cost for what is otherwise unaffordable coverage for many. The White House calling the payments an unlawful bailout of the insurance companies and an example of how the Obama administration abused taxpayer dollars. The move could further shake up the insurance markets. Before the announcement came, the Wisconsin Office of the Insurance Commissioner reported health care premiums in the state were likely going to be going up an average of 36% for next year's enrollment period. Commissioner Ted Nichols saying, quote, "We are exploring our options available under the ACA Section 1332 waiver for state innovation, and we stand committed to continue our efforts for ensuring a stable and competitive market plus affordable coverage for Wisconsin consumers." The two candidates for mayor in Racine covered a lot of issues at last night's final NAACP-sponsored forum held at the King Center. One of them, the Waukesha diversion of Lake Michigan water, then the treated return via the Root River in Racine County. Alderman Sandy Widener saying she once requested the council president to schedule a presentation which could help to explain the impact on the river. That was never done.
As I represent a district that abuts the Root River, and they have suffered horrendous flooding probably for 5 out of the 17 years I've been on city council. So very concerned about not only the quality of water, but the quantity of water that's going to come down Root River. That presentation never happened because we have a council president, now an acting mayor, that refused to schedule it, even though the majority of the council said we want to have this presentation.
State Representative Corey Mason said that the next mayor has to insist on strong monitoring of the river.
Strong monitoring not only at the local level, but holding the DNR and the EPA accountable for what kind of monitoring they're doing, and to continue to push. Look, if you can build a pipeline to suck the water out, then you should build a pipeline to send it back. And don't send it down our river. We're spending a lot of effort to try to redevelop the riverfront. We don't need it ruined by an upstream community, one of the most affluent communities in the state, sending their treated sewage to the heart of our city.
Both also mentioning morality as an important factor in being the mayor, Widener questioning if more early voting opportunities are really beneficial, Mason saying that more participation means a better democracy. The winner of next Tuesday's election will replace interim mayor Dennis Weiser on November 7th until the end of John Dickert's term in April of 2019. I-94 is going to be widened to 8 lanes in Racine County beginning in 2019. The long-delayed project is back on the front burner because of, you got it, the Foxconn manufacturing plant going into Mount Pleasant, abutting that stretch of the interstate. Plans calling for not only a reconstruction and resurfacing, also the extra lane in each direction, from College Avenue in Milwaukee County south to Highway 142 in Kenosha County, plus rebuilding interchanges and frontage roads. An expired registration traffic stop in the 8100 block of Green Bay Road by a Pleasant Prairie police officer led to the arrest of 29-year-old Tyrone Harrell from Waukegan for possession of marijuana with intent to deliver and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. A news release says the officer noticed the obvious smell of marijuana coming from the vehicle during a conversation with the driver. A search of the vehicle produced several packages of marijuana hidden in the ceiling, a box of handgun ammunition hidden in the trunk. Then a panel under the dash was removed and more packages of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and a loaded semi-automatic Glock handgun were found. The 27-year-old passenger from Chicago was not charged. In Racine, the Common Council next week to be voting on the creation of a due process board. This board will hear the appeals of nuisance properties and eventually liquor license appeals of non-renewal. Public Safety and Licensing Committee Chairman Jeff Coe and his colleagues heard from Assistant City Attorney Nu Tran that the language in this is now set.
We didn't ask for any changes, so I didn't change anything. So this is just a second hearing for the ordinance to actually go through.
When it gets voted on this time, we're done, correct?
Right. It won't go back before the committee. It'll just go in front of Common Council,
right,
and then the publication is after that.
The due process board to consist of 4 citizen members, 1 alderman not from the committee, and 1 non-voting member of the Tavern League of Wisconsin, all to be appointed by the mayor, subject to approval by the full council. And there are no naming rights involved. The only cost is going to be the sign to go out front of the former Curtin Clinic building at 2333 Northwestern Avenue that Racine Unified purchased last year and is designated to be called the Community Pathways Campus. At least that's the recommendation by the staff to the Board of Education for next Monday night's meeting, the only action item on the business agenda. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.